What is up, guys? We got another episode today of Dental Student Vibes. We got a great episode for you, all about loops. Today I have Mark Wyatt. He's the representative for Designs for Vision. He has been a representative for 27 years, and he is the end-all, be-all guy for loops. He knows everything about loops. So make sure to hit us up on Instagram at dental.student.vibes, on Twitter at dsvpodcast, on Facebook at Dental Student Vibes. Be sure to subscribe and share. And we're going to tell you guys about some loops. So first of all, Kasim, you got some loops recently. Which loops did you pick up?
I did. I actually went for the Aurascoptics, and I did the 3.5X. It was kind of interesting, you know, because when we started out, I know personally I didn't know much about it. I didn't know the difference between 2.0, 2.5, 3.0, 3.5. So it was kind of exciting because I remember last semester we kind of dipped into the market a little bit and we had the chance to try in some loops from a number of different manufacturers. So I personally like the 3.5X just because I felt it gave me the best perspective of the tooth, and that's what I envisioned myself working with. So that's why I ended up going with the 3.5X, but I think it comes down to personal preference.
Right. So really our podcast today is to educate our listeners. What are loops? How do loops work? What's the best way to determine which loops for you to get? Of course, I remember our first day of dental school, I came in and I was asking someone, hey, which loops are you getting? They're like, what are loops? So I hope this brings value to all of our listeners. And I'll just say I picked up some 3.5 as well. That's the magnification, by the way. I got the Designs for Vision from Mark, who's our guest. And he's a great rep for Designs for Vision. I think, number one, because he's a really nice guy. He's really easy to deal with. But number two, I think that he'll really help you out. He'll really help you determine which loops you need to get. He'll size you properly. And I mean, that's one of the reasons why you don't want to get loops from Amazon or,
yeah.
I mean, they work sometimes, but the thing is they won't be fit to your eyes, you know? So if the loops that you buy on Amazon are too close together, then you're out of luck.
You know? And you know, I know a couple people in our class who did get some of those off of Amazon. And I did have the chance to try some of them on, and you know, you run into the same issues. And I think when you're dealing with something as sensitive as your eyesight, I prefer to err on the side of caution and make sure I'm getting something that's going to last me a really long time. Because, you know, something like this and something as important as this, you really have to take your time when you're sorting out which one you want to buy. And last year I spoke to Mark, and he's extremely knowledgeable. So we're really, really excited for you guys to hear about what he has to say. He's a very knowledgeable man, and he will really get you guys going in the right direction, because I know it's very difficult to find information on loops on the internet, and I think you guys will find Mark's input very, very valuable.
Right. So here it is, guys. Please enjoy All About Loops.
All right. So thanks for joining us today, Mark.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. Mark is here from Designs for Vision, and this is a loop company that came to our school to show us some loops because it's time to buy some loops. So Mark, tell us a little bit about Designs for Vision and what Designs for Vision offers and how it's a little bit different from other loop companies.
Designs for Vision is a family-run company. It was started by an optometrist actually in Buffalo, New York many years ago. He was working to help people with macular degeneration, and he came across a gentleman who sold pacemakers. And we were introduced to some of the medical schools, and that's how we got started. And here we are, 60 plus years later.
All right, so I've been around for 60 years.
It's still a family-run company, still owned by the same family.
Very cool. So what are some of the benefits of using loops? Why would why do we want to use loops?
One, you want to see better. You want to get a better picture. It's easier to look at a big screen TV than a 13-inch TV.
That's right.
It's the same thing with teeth. You're making them bigger, and you're also adding the detail because of the magnification. With the added bonus of sitting properly, because they're custom made for you, so we can get you the proper distance from your operating field so you're not becoming friends with a chiropractor.
Awesome.
Or enemies.
or enemies, right? So ergonomics, definitely a big thing about loops. So we all were here today trying on loops. When should a student buy loops coming into dental school?
Well, it's dictated by the school when you're going to need them. It's unfortunate that a lot of students get thrown into this without knowing anything. And it's different at different schools. Some places you have to have them in the first week and you have no idea.
Right.
In your case, it's a little bit different, but still, just going into a vendor fair or a loop fair and being told you're going to need these in 4 to 6 weeks and you have no idea. You just
exactly. Go, and that's what happened to here. Us. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So it if you can get them ahead of time, but you need to do a little bit of research. We try to educate. It's hard to get into some of the schools, mm-hmm. your school included,
right. yes.
to meet with you ahead of time and just educate you, which we try to do. It's just not always easy at every institution.
Right. So when we're looking around at loops, what are some of the things we need to look for? What's important when we're going to buy some loops?
I'll tell you the thing that's not most important is color.
It's color.
Vanity should not be foremost
yeah.
in your decision making, although it is a part of it. You want comfort, but you also want to go with something that you know the company has a reputation. It's dependable. It's been around. Don't just buy something on the internet because it's cheap
right.
or it has the right color, because mm-hmm. if it breaks, you're out. And you know, you buy so many pairs of cheap glasses, you could have spent that money once. When you buy quality, you only cry once.
That's right. Okay. So a couple other things. What are the differences in the frames of the loops? We have metal frames, we have plastic frames. What kind of sets those apart?
We use titanium, aluminum, and nylon. The nylon is going to be the lightest. It's the lightest weight material. The titanium and the aluminums are lightweight and rigid. And you need, we use those three materials because they're durable enough. You need to keep the telescopes in alignment. You can't have too flexible of a frame that allows the telescopes not to stay aligned. Otherwise, they're not functioning properly.
Right, right. So what are the different types of telescopes that you carry?
There's two different kinds of telescopes. There's a Galilean and there's a Keplerian or prismatic.
Okay.
It's called a Galilean because it's just like Galileo invented it. There's a focusing lens and there's a magnifying lens. It's a simple telescope. A Keplerian or prismatic is a series of prisms that you're looking through. And the benefit of the prismatic telescope is with the added prisms, you can take a much stronger magnification and still get a decent working field, because the natural way that optics works is as you increase the strength of a telescope, given the same size lens, your field is going to decrease each time. So the prismatic lens will open that up. So as you go higher in magnification, you'll still have a workable field size.
Right. So what do you think would be better for a brand new dental student to buy?
You're better off starting off at the lower end. The 2.5 is the most popular,
mm-hmm.
and there's many dentists that use a 2.5 for their entire career. It's and some dental students start with 3.5. There's no problem with that. It happens all the time. It's when you get higher, you go to 4.5 or 6. That's too much.
That's too much.
To start with.
Yeah, to start with.
Buy it as a second or third pair.
Yeah.
But you don't. It's just too much, because the other thing that happens as you increase the strength, in addition to the field size, you see fewer teeth but bigger teeth. But also depth-wise, you shrink that each time you increase too. If you,
right.
If you take your picture as a ball, each time you increase the strength of that telescope, you compress that dimension, every dimension of that ball.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go stronger and you can see more, but the amount of movement is less. You go to a 6 or 8 power telescope, now you're talking 3/4 of an inch movement or less.
That makes a lot of sense with visualizing it as a ball.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot more sense now. That's great. So another thing that we should look for is How often can you do repairs? How accessible is the company to get repairs done?
The mechanics of the frames I can do for you, or I can just, you know, if you just break a nose pad or you lose a screw, something simple like that is either FedEx you one, or if I'm in the neighborhood, I'll just come and put it in for you.
Right.
If you break a lens, that the anything that happens to the optics needs to go back to the lab to be repaired. And it really depends on the severity of the damage. You know, if you drop them and step on them and you destroy the whole thing.
Right.
And in essence, we're starting over.
Right.
It could take a little bit longer. But if it's just a simple repair and it's something that I could either send you or do for you, then it's you're just talking like a day.
So how should we protect our loops after we buy them?
They come with a case. They'll come in a protective case. Mm-hmm. It's ideal to keep them in there. You know, some of the things, don't put your car keys in there. Don't put other things in the case. Just leave the glasses in the box alone and they'll be safe.
Right.
Don't put them in your pocket. Don't try and get a smaller case that looks cooler. They're in a protective case for a reason.
Right. So another question about the design of the loops. What's the difference? First of all, what is TTS? And then what's the difference between that and the flip-up loops?
TTS or TTL through the lens is drilled through. Designs for Vision held the patent on drill through telescopes until 1999. So any other company that wanted to get in the production of telescopes had to make flip-ups because we held the patent.
Really?
That expired in 1999, and so now other companies can do the drill through telescopes, and they all do. A flip-up is always going to be a heavier telescope. You've, number one, got the mechanism of the adjustable parts and the flip-up parts, but also because the telescope is further away from your eye, you have to use a larger lens, thus a larger piece of glass, to get a useful field size. It just, if you look out a window from here, you see a portion of what's on the other side of that window. If you walk up to the window, you can see a much bigger area outside the window. Same thing with telescopes. When it's drilled through, you can have a smaller lens, but it's closer to your eye, so you'll get a bigger field.
Right.
So through the lens is always going to be lighter, but it's designed for each person. Do dentistry, don't do optic. Don't do optometry.
Right. So does Designs for Vision even carry flip-ups?
We do not.
Okay. So obviously you're going to want to buy the through the lens loops. Also, how about retention devices?
Our glasses all come with a Chum strap is the name brand that we use. Mm-hmm. We have actually a couple different kinds of straps depending on the frame, but they all come with a retention strap. And ideally you're going to keep these around your neck. We can adjust the frames for the most part so they'll stay nice and steady. The strap is a safety device, and also when you're not actually doing the dentistry, you can just hang them around your neck to walk around the office. It's just a safer way to walk around.
Definitely. Absolutely. So another product that you offer is a light that you can attach to the loops. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we offer a couple different options. We have a couple wireless lights and some wired lights. They're all LED. They're all powered by lithium ion batteries. The lights that utilize a cable going to a battery on your waist are going to have a longer runtime than the batteries that are the wireless, because it's a smaller battery to keep the weight down, because the battery is also attached to the light on your frame. It depends what can be. Some people don't want wires anymore. They're sick of wires and they only want wireless. It's just with a wireless light, you'll just change your battery a little more often than you will with a wired, because the wired battery allows it to be a bigger battery because it's on your waist. It's not putting the weight on your frame.
Yeah, of course. So what should we look at when we're trying to identify what kind of light to buy? Like the concentration, the focus, what are we really trying to see here?
Well, I can tell you how we do it.
Right.
And these are all done for you. We just come out with a new lensing system. It's the HDI technology.
Mm-hmm.
And what it actually is taking an additional lens and sticking it right on top of the LED chip inside the light. This new lens captures every bit of light that the LED emits. So when you look through our lights, there's no halo. You just get the spot.
Right.
And our lights are all designed to illuminate just the area that you see through the telescopes. Not a big broad spot like mm-hmm. you would have in an operating room, because you don't want to blind the patient. You exactly. just want to see where you're working. You want to illuminate the area you see through your telescopes.
Right.
And color-wise, our lights are all called daylight mm-hmm. because we utilize the 5700 kelvins. We have a patent on that range of the spectrum because that's the color of daylight.
Right. So is it better to use the wider light or the yellow?
Well, we're right there at sunshine. Mm-hmm. And you'll notice with some of the lights, especially some of the stuff you can just buy on the internet, you got to remember there's stuff that the FDA isn't checking. You can buy online.
Yeah.
Some of it's real, real blue, and some of it's real yellow.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to look at that color, because you can't shade match if you're looking through a blue light.
Right.
Not very effectively.
That's right. Okay. So tell me a little bit about how you fit students for their loops and what the process really entails.
This was a little bit of a jumble, but mm-hmm. but it worked out fine. What we want to do, because we make these one at a time for each person that uses them, you want to find out their comfortable working distance. Outside of school, we give you 6 months to change that. In the school, we give you 2 years to ensure that your working distance is right where you want it to be. We want to start you off at a good distance ergonomically, comfort-wise, so it's automatic when you sit down, and we don't want you bending over. We want you to be in a good spot. Then we take some measurements of the actual distance between your eyes, focusing at that point where you're going to work. And that's how we align the telescopes and point them in the manner so that you have a single image
right.
when you look through the set.
Right. So is it possible to order loops online, or is it really much better to get them custom fitted?
It's going to be a more exact. You can't buy them online from us.
Right.
You need to have the measurements taken.
Right.
You don't have to buy them at the time you get the measurements, but you need to have the measurements taken.
Right.
Because they're unique just to you.
Awesome. Okay. So how can most students get in contact with you, and how can students reach out and order some loops from you?
I can give you my information precisely. My name is Mark Wyatt, W-Y-A-T-T. My phone number is 954-448-2700, and my email is mwyatt@dvimail.com. I cover South Florida from I-4 to Key West. We have more representation in the world than any other company that sells telescopes. You can get a hold of anyone in our company just by going to designsforvision.com. There's a form. You can click on a button that says contact rep, sales rep, and by putting in your zip code, it'll go to the proper person. And then that person can meet you at your school, at a restaurant, at your home, whatever is convenient for you.
Awesome. And that's like today, Mark met us at a clubhouse right across from our school. So Mark, it's been great working with you.
Thanks
a lot for coming.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And I hope everybody takes a look at Designs for Vision and contact Mark if you'd like to buy some loops in the South Florida area. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.